We're starting with Hashem, Hilchos Melicha, Shir 18. Before we continue in the Ramah, let's sum up the third case brought in the Prima Godim, if a piece of meat fell into Tzir in a Kli She'ena Menukav. In the last year we talked about meat falling into Tzir in a Kli Menukav. In this year we'll talk about a case where it fell into Tzir in a Kli She'ena Menukav. Now just to picture the case a bit, we didn't explain before, the case would be, let's say, as follows. Let's say I was salting meat in my bathtub, which is perfectly okay so long as the blood drains out of the hole. However, let's say the drainage was a bit blocked. So if the drain got a bit clogged, and now the blood is draining slowly, but the bathtub, which is full of meat, fills up a little bit with blood. Such a case would be Tzir Nekli Menukav, since it's slowly draining. That's the case we spoke about last year. If the hole got completely stuffed up and the blood is not draining at all, now we have a case of a Kli She'ena Menukav. So what's the din in the six stages that we've seen? So stage one is meat that was not washed and did not have a Dacha V'Sheina. So in this case, we said before from the Shach Choftes that Tzir will not cause the blood on the surface to go into the meat. This is also the opinion of the Taz in Sivkot and Yud Ches. Therefore, the only problem is a tzir that goes into the meat, and that could be removed when the meat is salted. However, the Mishpatei Zov in Sivkot Yud Ches says that this din is only if the meat was not in the tzir for a shir kvisha. If the unwashed meat would remain in the tzir for a shir kvisha, then the dam be'ein would go into the meat and make the meat usur, since dam be'ein does not come out with salting. So now we have two problems. Now we have the dam be'ein that went into the meat, and we also have the problem of the dam itself in the meat that was kavush b'tzir. So as far as the dam in the meat that was kavush b'tzir, according to the Taz, it would be usur. According to the Shach's first teretz, it's mutter, and according to the Shach's second teretz, it's usur. So the Prima Godim says that in this case, if someone is mekel and has to move and sudas mitzvah and goyim boy, we don't rebuke him, and once he paskens at his mutter, you can go according to the psak. However, Kivayegu says that the halacha is like the second teretz in the Shach, and therefore, since over here it's talking about klisha and a menukav, it's usur even in hafsa meruba, and certainly since it wasn't washed, it's definitely usur even in hafsa meruba. In stage 2, where it was washed but not salted, it's basically the same din. According to Kivayegu, it's usur because he also has the second teretz of the Shach, so it makes no difference if it was washed or not washed. According to the Prima Godim, he says over here it's usur v'hefse muba, but since it can't be any worse than a case of unwashed and unsalted, so when he says over here hefse muba, we'll have to say that he means that if someone paskens it's mutter and hefse muba, so it's mitzvah ain't goyim boy, and according to the Chavistas, it's mutter and hefse muba. So in stage 3, where it's in the middle of being salted, if it falls into klisha and a menukav, it's being salted in a klisha and a menukav, so it's usur miyad. According to the Ramah in Siman Samachtes, Sif Yud Ches, in stage 4, where it was salted for Shemalicha, but not yet for 12 hours. So in such a case, if it was not in the Tzir for Shir Kvisha, so it's Mutter and have to move according to the Ramah. If it was there for Shir Kvisha, so then, according to the Taz and the second Teretz in the Shach, it's Aser. According to the first Teretz in the Shach, it's Mutter, unless it was there for 24 hours. And after 12 hours, and certainly after 24 hours, according to the Ramah, it's Aser, whatever's in the Tzir right away. And according to Mashal, it's only Aser if it's there for Shir Kvisha. Those are the six stages by a Kli She'ena Menukav. So in order always to remember this Sif, we should always remember there's three cases. If the piece of meat fell onto a piece of meat being salted during Shir Malicha, if it fell into a Kli Menukav, or if it fell into a Kli She'ena Menukav. And then we have to remember, when it fell into a Tzir in a Kli Menukav or Kli She'ena Menukav, we have to know how long it was there in the Tzir. Was it in the Tzir for Shir Kvisha or not? Those are the basic factors in these cases. So now, let's go back to the Ramah, starting by the Mem of the Shach. The Ramah says, V'cheinim nofal etzir, koidim sheshoa shir malicha, yedichenu v'yakzu v'yimilichenu. If a piece of meat that was not yet salted for shir malicha falls into tzir, you can wash it and re-salt it. So let's see the Shach, Sivkot and Mem. V'cheinim nofal etzir, koidim sheshoa shir malicha, since it's in the middle of being salted, we have to say it's talking about where it fell into tzir that was flowing out of the kli menukav. If there was no place for the blood to flow out, even if it fell into the kli before the shemalicha was finished, it's aser. And Melicha afterwards won't help, because it has a din of Sofet and Klish She'enim and Nukav. Came Pasuk B'Taras Chatas, Klal Zayin Din Beis. That's how the B'Taras Chatas Paskins and Klal Zayin Din Beis. Because of B'Taras Chatas Shom B'Shem Issa B'Heter Orach Klal Vav, the B'Taras Chatas over there writes in the name of the Issa B'Heter, the Asp Ains Letzir Mokum Lozuv, Mashachutz Letzir Mutter, that even if there's no place for the Tzir to flow out, the part that's out of the Tzir is Mutter. So the problem over here is, that if there's no makom lozub, so it should be like it's salted in a klisha ena menukav, and we know that a piece of meat that's salted in a klisha ena menukav, according to the Ramah, even the part that's out of the tzir is asr. So what does this mean? So the Shach explains, v'nirali, to lay mayri mitam klisha ena menukav. It's not a case of a klisha ena menukav, dim kein lay tali b'tzir, because if so, it doesn't make a difference what's in the tzir or not out of the tzir. V'oy dim kein gam arav mayri demashachot tzir nami asr. And the Ramah agrees that what's out of the tzir is aser. Ukumosha kasa b'simin samachtes sivkot ayin hay. Like he says in simin samachtes sivkot ayin hay. Elamayri kumosha kasa b'isser b'heter aruch sham. So what's the case? Like what the isser b'heter aruch says, b'toisus perikin anosha, also in toisus, v'apoiskim, kagoin hamoyleach basar harbi begigis al gabi etzim. Example would be where I salted many pieces of meat in a barrel on top of wood. On the bottom of the barrel there were pieces of wood, so the tzir can flow through the pieces of wood. And what happened was, he found a piece that was halfway in the tzir, but was not touching the bottom of the barrel. So, over here we have an in-between case. It fell into tzir, but didn't touch the bottom of the barrel. So in such a case, mutar mashachulz tzir, the part of that's out of the tzir is mutter, mitam de loidomi le klisha ena menukav. Such a case is not comparable to a klisha ena menukav, kivan de munachas al gabi esim, since it's sitting on top of wood, ben negas b'shuli hagigis, and it's not sitting on the bottom of the barrel. So therefore, the shach holds, it doesn't have the din of klisha ena menukav, and therefore we won't say that the dam is parish l'makom l'makom, and therefore only the part that's in the tzir is aser. Kumashu kasab ha'iser behet ha'aruch, sham, chilek zeh, this Sivahetah writes this differentiation, Ein Shom. Ela dekivan denishu b'tzir she'en lo makom lozuv, since it fell into tzir, that there's no place for the blood to flow out, also mashu b'tzir, the part that's in the tzir is asur, v'doik. Ula bach, das acheres b'dinim elu, the bach has a different opinion in this, v'anu lafiyatna, niyaz daiti kasafti, and I wrote what seems to me. So what comes out from the Shach is that we have three scenarios. We have a klisha in the menukav, that we know that if it's salt in a klisha in a menukav, it's asur, even what's out of the tzir. And then we have a kli menukav, but we have two possibilities in a kli menukav. We have a kli menukav that has a mokum lozuv, that the tzir is draining. Even if it's draining slowly, so long as it's draining, even the part that's in the tzir is mutter. And then we have where it fell into a tzir where the tzir is not draining, but it's not on the bottom of the barrel. We have an in-between case, and in such a case, only the part that's in the tzir is asur, but the part that's above the tzir is mutter. So we see a chiddush, according to the Shach, that so long as the piece of meat is not on the bottom of the barrel, we do not say pirush mokum and mokum, and only the part that's in the tzir is asur, but the part that's above the tzir would be mutter. So let's continue in the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'chol ze loy mayri elo b'tzir shehu kerei seach, k'mavur la'el simen samachtes. All these things that we said, the different stages, and whether you can say added to yifloid, etc., is only by tzir. The blood that came out during shemalicha. Aval dam be'ein shenafal al ha'basar, but dam be'ein, which is dam from the veins, that was not extracted from malicha, straight blood, shehu toich shir malichasai, which fell on a piece of meat which is in the middle of being salted, v'choshev kuvaseach, and is considered hot, k'mavui l'kaman simen tzadik alaf, like we'll see in simen tzadik alaf, Neser ha-basar, it says dam be'ein, falls in the meat. While it's being salted, the basar is asur. So like I dam be'ein, lo yamirin, I did the Torah lifloi to loy bala, v'lo kabala kach paltoi. By dam be'ein, we don't say, I did the Torah, or kabala kach paltoi, meaning, I did yiflo dam de'de, yiflo mashu bala. So here is the makor for what we've spoken about many times, that by dam be'ein, we do not say these rules of the simen, we don't say I did Torah, or I did yiflo. So the Shach Amnon Dalet points out, that when the Ramah says that the meat is in the middle of Shemalicha, he's talking about even in a Hefsa Meruba. But if there's not a Hefsa Meruba, even if the meat is finished during Shemalicha, and Dam Be'en falls in it, it would asa the meat. So the Ramah continues, This that we ask it when it falls into tzir, we only ask the part that's in the tzir. But what's above the tzir is mutter. Why? The Tzach explains, since it's mem hey, the dam ain't a pepela maila. The blood doesn't spread upwards, and therefore the tzir that's absorbed when it falls into the kli doesn't spread above the tzir. The Ramah continues, miyu, mashu b'tzircha tzir nesa miyad, within the tzir is also immediately be'en shir ledover, and it doesn't require amount of time to ask the meat. This we've spoken about in the last year, that the Mashal argues, but the Tzach holds like the Ramah. Then the Ramah says, Basar shenafal l'seich tzir sha'al ha'karka, meat that falls into tzir on the ground, dina ki'ilu hoysa ha'tzir b'kli, has the same din as if it falls into tzir in a utensil. So now let's see the Tzach, Sivkot Mem Zayin. The Tzach says, dina ki'ilu hoysa ha'tzir b'kli, ze loshen ha'toris chatos shom din ches, this is a quote of Toris Chatos, kosuv b'isur v'heto oroch, the Torah Chatzos writes that it says in the Isser Beheto Oroch, the roi lehistapek im karka mikri kli menukav, he has a suffix if the ground is called a kli menukav, u'ma'achar shenistapek roi lehachmer, ad kan l'shoinai. So the Isser Beheto says that since it's a suffix, one should be machmer. Ad kan l'shoin, this is the quote of the Isser Beheto. So the Torah Chatzos continues, v'nira, de mekom mokim ein sorach raka de klipo, v'mokom shenagea b'karka letzir. All we need is a clip of where it touched in the tzir. Abu mashallah malam imenu, where what's above the klipa, shari is mutter, to lay gora mi chaticha shechetzir b'tzir v'chetzir chutz l'tzir. Because it's not any worse than a piece that's half in the tzir and half out of the tzir. And what's above the tzir is mutter. So the Menachas Yaakov brought in the Gois for Oros explains that when we say over here that only a klipa is aser, that's because only a klipa was touching the tzir. But if there was a lot of tzir on the ground, anything that's in the tzir would be aser. So now the Tzach says, v'nire, the ma'iri shenafal al ha'karka basar shloisha adayin shemalicha. The case is that the meat that fell on the ground was not yet left in the salt for shemalicha. The mestapek im mikri kli menukav, the Issa v'hetu has a suffix if ground is called kli menukav, v'hafi kanafa l'tzir d'alma, d'mahani malicha, achakach d'aydi d'yiflait, and therefore it will be mutter, because even if the tzir gets absorbed, we'll say aydi d'yiflait, when it takes out its own blood, it will take out the tzir that gets absorbed. Oy mikri kli she'ena menukav, or the ground is called the kli she'ena menukav, v'lei mahani malicha achakach, and therefore salting won't help, because a piece of meat during salting fell into a kli she'ena menukav, salting doesn't help afterwards to remove the blood. And nonetheless, the Ramah permitted a part that's above the tzir, even though it's possible that it fell into a klish in a menukav. We said in Sifkat Mem that what's above the tzir is mutter. Although I have a question on this, that in Sifkat Mem we said that what's above the tzir is mutter is because it fell into tzir in a klish menukav she'en makom lozuv, and therefore the part that's above the tzir is mutter. Over here he's talking about klish she'en menukav. And we'll see later on in the Tzach what's the reason over here it's mutter. So I'm not sure exactly what he wants to bring from Sifkat Mem. So let's continue the Tzach. Aval ein lefarish de mayri shenafal sham basar shekvar poladomai. The Tzach said that the case is that it's in the middle of being salted. And why does it have to say it's a case at the middle of being salted? Because we can't say it's talking about a case where all the blood already came out. Zeh asar afilu b'kli menukav. When such a case would be usher even if it falls into a kli menukav, except an afsam ruba. Ramah says that if it falls into tzir after shemalicha, the meat is usher unless it's afsam ruba. Kumashin is bayit, like we explained. V'afal gav de b'loshin ha-goyis shavidura shehevi teres chatzis shom, even though it seems from the goyis shavidura that the teres chatzis brings, nistapik inema dehavi kli menukav v'agav da'azla loy bola, it sounds like it doesn't get absorbed at all. Ramashman lefized afilu b'kai gavna afshir deshavi, and it seems that even after Shemalicha, it's possible that it's mutter, mitam delay bola, because it doesn't get absorbed. We've explained that even a kli menukav gets absorbed, and therefore you have to do hadocha melicha shenis. So you also can't say that it's talking about meat that was not yet salted at all. This would be mutter, even if it fell into a kli she'ena menukav, like de melicha achakach, through salting it afterwards. The ain klayach b'tzir lifrish v'makom l'makom. The tzir won't cause the meat to be perishable v'makom l'makom. Kamashu kasev e'isav v'hetor aruch klal hay din beis. V'davka marach b'klisha en emenukav hu da'asur. It's only if it was salted in a klisha en emenukav, it doesn't meet parashim mokal am mokal. So the Shach is saying that before the meat was salted, even if it's there for shir kvisha, it would still be mutter. Because the kvisha, kavash b'tzir, won't cause the meat to be parashim mokal am mokal, and what gets absorbed will come out through salting. The only problem would be if it wasn't washed yet either. That was said in the beginning of this year, that if it wasn't washed, the Prima Godim says that the Dam Be'ein will go into the meat and won't come out, if it was there for Shir Kvisha. But if it was washed and wasn't salted yet, in such a case, even if it's in the tier for Shir Kvisha, it's still mutter. So the Shach continues, Umiyu, Af L'Mashah Kasafti La'el, Da Af L'Mashah B'chutz L'Tzir Aser, Afilu L'Harav, Im Nafal Tech Shir Malicha, L'Tzir B'Klisha Ein Menukav Mamish. Like we said before in Sifkat Mem, that if it falls into Klisha Ein Menukav, even the part that's above the Tzir is Aser, because we're talking about that it fell in during Shir Malicha, so it's like salting on a klisha in a menukav, and therefore even the part that's out of the tzir is aser. But here, when it fell onto the ground, we permit the part that's above the tzir. Kiven the misafkalon ihavik a kli menukav loy, since it's a suffix if it's like a kli menukav or not, dohasam gufa yechuma ba'alma hu lasa mashu b'chutz latzir. Over there, when it's salted in a klisha in a menukav, it's already a chumra to say that what's above the tzir is aser. And therefore, over here, since we have another suffix of the kli menukav or not, therefore we could be mekel and permit what's above the tzir. V'domei l'mashu kasafti b'simin samachtes sefkat nhei the b'suffix im nafel kodem sheshar shir melicha b'kli she'en menukav oy la'acha shir melicha deshari mashu chutz latzir mahay taima. That we wrote about it, that the Shach already wrote in sefkat nhei hey, in simin samachtes sefkat nhei hey, that if you have a suffix if it fell into tzir before shir melicha or after shir melicha, you can permit the part that's above the tzir because you already have a suffix on the chumra of him asking the part above the tzir, and therefore, since it's only a suffix, we can permit the part above the tzir. So let's continue the Ramah. Basa shenoga bechticha shenimlocha b'kli she'ena menukav. Meat that touched a piece of meat that was salted in the kli she'ena menukav v'nesra, and that piece of meat became aser. The piece of meat that touched that piece, dina ki'ilo noga b'tzir, is as if it touched tzir. So the Shach Memches explains that we don't say that tzir coming out of a piece that was salted in a klisha in a menukav is any worse than regular tzir. And therefore, if the piece of meat that absorbs this tzir from a piece of meat salted in a klisha in a menukav was not yet salted, it will be mutter when it's salted because it will come out through adid yiflit dam didei. Yiflit mashabola. So the Mos continues, suffik tzir, suffik mai mutter. If it's a suffik, whether it's melted tzir or water, it's mutter. The tzir do a bonam spekel lahakol. Since the blood was salted, so it's dam shemolchay, and therefore it's only to a banan. And since it's a suffix to a banan, we can be mekel, and if we don't know if it's tzir or water. So let's see the Shach Memtes. The tzir do a banan, pirish to dam shemolchay, and elo do a banan. Vachi isa b'mordechai sham, is what it says in the Mordechai. So Shach asks, v'afal gav de benofal, letzir shebakakal el azlum misfeikal l'chumma, even though we said before that if a piece of meat falls onto the ground, since it's a suffix, if it's a clean menukav, a klisha in a menukav, it has to be machmer. So why don't you just say it's a suffix to a banan lahakel? Yishlam the Shach answers, the shani hasam shim ato mekel bazeh yobi lahakel am nafal agabe kalkal ladam mamish. If it will be mekel over there when it falls onto the ground, we might, some people will come to be mekel if it falls into pure blood, which is an isodai raisa. V'chein yishlam b'shar sveikas, the same thing we said with other sveikas, the kubitz gzera for other cases, and therefore machmer. Masha'enken hacha, the equal is tukei shema enkan sir. Over here, the suffix is whether it's sir at all, and therefore mo mekel. Va'ein ben mishmer sabayas, daf ayin hei, ayin ches. Masha'enchala kai gavdan gabidam shabishlai ayin sham. That says this differentiation. So let's go back to Amo. Tzir m'urav mayim afilu hayu hamayim mu'atim, lechshivi oid viseach ve'ena oiseres. Tzir that gets mixed up with water, even if there's only a little bit of water, is no longer called hot and won't ask for anything. So the Shach Sifkot Nun says, "Afilo yamayim watim pirush einam b'mayim shishim negra tzir." Even if it's not 60 in the water against the tzir, aval kaponim beinan shiye merubim me'atzir. The Shach holds that has to be at least mostly water, more water than tzir. Ken mashma lahedjib ha'goyis ha'shvi perikol abaser. This is how it's mashma and the grace on the rosh and perikol abaser. V'shar poiskim v'chenu behedjib yisav heter arach klal beis din hay. This is also mefurash in yisav heter. However, Kuvega says, that from the Ramah, it doesn't seem that you need most water. The Magnavam holds that it depends on the case. And the Moreover, we have to pass on each case